The Bushfire and Natural Hazards Cooperative Research Centre brings together data from the Bureau of Meteorology and state fire and land management authorities from across the country. All the information is combined and the outcome is an Australian map sporting green and red patches. The red indicates areas facing above normal bushfire risk this summer. It's a forecast that looms for Australia's southeast and west. The Research Centre's Chief Executive, Richard Thornton.
We're seeing a range of areas which we're flagging as being above normal for the coming year. There's some similarity with what we were saying last year in the sense that across the east coast, it's the forested regions down from Queensland through New South Wales into western parts of Victoria and into South Australia. We're also seeing above normal outlook for the southwestern forest regions in WA and through the middle of WA as well.
Compared to last year, there's less red on the 2015-16 Outlook map. The biggest winners on that front are South Australia and the Northern Territory. But Dr. Thornton warns that that doesn't mean that there won't be bushfires in those regions this summer.
Green means that it's an average year. And it's worth remembering that an average year in Australia has fire in it. Every year we get days which are total fire bans. Whether you're in a green area or a red area, there's still high risk. So it's not good enough to look at that map and say I'm in a green area and don't need to do anything, because you have to remember it's a normal year. Normal years have fires in them.
We hear a lot at the moment about this El Nino pattern, which is happening throughout southern Australia. What impact is that having on the forecast?
It's an interesting time this time. One of the background issues that we're trying to deal with in this outlook is, yes, we've got this strong El Nino position that the Bureau is putting out now, and it's looking like it may be one of the strongest on record. But to counter that, and the El Nino usually brings drier, warmer weather, to counter that we've actually got very warm ocean in the Indian Ocean, which actually has the opposite effect of producing wetter and cooler. So we've got those two weather cycles actually competing against each other. So it's uncertain at the moment which one's going to win out over the longer period. So when we've pulled this together, we've tried to take a view that the El Nino will win, but we'll review that as we go through the coming months.
Some of the parts of Western Australia and New South Wales are on the map as having an above normal risk of a bushfire this season. They're regions that have had some level of rainfall in recent weeks, which has brought a smile to many croppers out there. What is it about that doesn't limit its risk going forward for this bushfire season?
Well, it comes down to that long-term deficit of rainfall. Yes, we've had some, in fact, in the last week or so, we've had floods in New South Wales. But what that'll do is in a localised area, we'll maybe push back the start of the fire season. But because of that long-term subsoil dryness, it's not going to make a big difference to the total picture. You're going to need a few years of sustained above-average rainfall to correct some of those very, very dry soils.
With that prolonged dry weather, you've seen farmers look to destock in large parts of the country. What impact does that have on the bushfire risk going forward?
In grazing lands, that can make a big difference, because if you do get a decent bit of rain and you get a lot of grass growth, you've no longer got the stock there to keep the grass levels down. So you end up with large waving fields of open grasslands that can lead to strong grass fires. And if you go back 5 years or so ago, we actually saw our outlook didn't look like it did now. It was mainly central and inland areas that were the high risk areas, just because of that factor that forests were wet and the grasslands had grown. There is a big difference though in terms of grass fires and forest fires in terms of their intensity. But grass fires are just as dangerous. Many, many people have died in grass fires. Many people have died in forest fires. But grass fires can move very quickly. They can change direction very quickly. Could be that they're out in open areas where you get very little warning.